Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem Nifnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Mefarshim explain Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem Nifnei Hashem Elokeichem is a parasha always read before Rosh Hashanah, always. And a darshnit Al Pidrush, Atin Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem. You're all standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kulchem, the Mishpat. Everyone's being brought into Mishpat. Doesn't matter who you are, Roshechem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shedrechem, it doesn't make a difference. Kodesh Yisrael, Tapchem, Neshechem, Gerachor, it makes no difference. Every single person, the Ovrachor, Berbith Hashem Alekacha, what's the Ovrachor? To pass through Kivnei Morim. Everyone's going to pass through Kivnei Morim. This is a parasha that is introducing us, introducing us to the concept of Din, of Rosh Hashanah, introducing us to the understanding that nobody can hide behind anyone else on Rosh Hashanah. So, ultimately, this parasha, since it's read every single year for Rosh Hashanah, it must be that here there are some good tips, some hot tips that's going to actually help us to get through the Din Rosh Hashanah, and I want to work through the parasha and Ezra Hashem come out with some concrete ideas of getting through Yom HaDin and be written Sefer Chaim Tovim. Rav Simcha Bunim from Shishka used to say a mashal, a beautiful mashal like this. He said a mashal that a king had a wayward child, a prince. He was brought up in the palace. He was groomed. He was educated. He was going to be the king. And the child misbehaved and rebelled against the father. And the father had no choice but to send him away into a dark, deep forest. And he dropped him off in the middle of nowhere. And his child made his way towards a little country community. Farmers and laborers and craftsmen, and the child was refused to go, you know, was not allowed to go back home, so he had to live there, and he worked there from the bottom up. He started working there with the sheep, shearing the sheep and feeding the cows and milking them, and he became very, very much after a few years, mamish one of them, to such an extent that he dressed like them, he spoke like them, he looked like them. He became a complete kafri. He became a complete villager. The father, in all that period of time, has always overlooked, seen what's going on with his child. He won't have anything to happen to his child. And the father looked from beyond, and he saw how the child was doing. And one day, it's a famous marshal, that it's mamash trapped in this week's parish, in this posuk over here. And eventually, the father sent a message to the child, come back. Come back! But before you come back, I want to ask you for one little request. What would you like? So the son sent back a message to the father and said to him, you know what? With one request, I've got a leaking roof. You as the king, please fix my leaking roof. Fix it for me. And I'll be so happy. And the father, when he heard that, he cried. And he said, this child could have asked for anything. He could have said, Daddy, please bring me back into the palace. Take me back under your wing. Make me your son. And he asks to get his thatched roof, to get it fixed. That's what he wants. Rachmanan Litzlan, that is what a child wants. Ah, Nebuch, and the father cried. We are bnei melochim. We're all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've been sent in a golus. We've been sent deep, deep down in some horrible little place called the Olam Hazeh, amongst the Yetzirah, amongst Taivus, amongst everything. And it comes towards Aaron Rabbeinu Shem and says, children, come back. Come back to me. Come back. And what do we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I've got one request. You know what? Help me with Panosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor. You know, it's not going very well, this business still. Help me with this business still. That's what you're davening in Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what you're davening. Nebuch, you poor children. You're so lost in this Olam Hazeh, you don't realize that the ultimate protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maloicha Kul Olam Kula B'Chvedecho. Hashem should be the Melech on the whole world. Automatically you'll be looked after. If you become back as a Ben Melech, taken back into the palace, taken under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wing, then Panos is a joke. Of course Hashem will give you Panos. That is why Rabbi Sai, we do not ask for Panos in Rosh Hashanah, because he asks much more. We want to be Menei Malachim. We want to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. We are standing in front of Din. Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roshechem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Shekveichem, all the different levels of Klal Yisrael. But remember, it's Kol Ish Yisrael. Wherever you are in society, remember you're an Ish. You are a very, very great person. Why? Because you're Chelik of Klal Yisrael. And a person who is Chelik of Klal Yisrael is a Chelik of Am Nivcho. He is a Chelik of B'ni B'chiri Yisrael. You're my son. And whoever you are, Adon Kama Yom Kulchan, don't look around you. Realize the Ish Yisrael and therefore aspire to the ultimate aspiration of Kodesh Baruch Hu, being Melech Malchei HaMelochim. Becoming Avinu Malkeinu, taking back Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the first time Adon Kama Yom Kulchan. Remember, Kol Ish Yisrael, remember that every single one is an Ish since the Chelik of Klal Yisrael. Rav Simcha Zissel asks on this Rashi over here, why, asks Rashi, do we connect Atman Nitzom HaYoyim Kulchem Mifnei Hashem Elokeichem? Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're all gathered here, Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem. Why is this connected to last week's parasha? So Rashi says, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Umedrash Agada, Lama Nismachol Parshas Atan Nitzavim LeKlalus. Why is Parshas Nitzavim connected to the Klalus or Parshas Kisavoy? Lefi Shoshama Yisrael Meir Klalus Chosar Shtayim. Since I heard 98 Klalus, Chutz Mementesh and Teres Kleinim. Besides the 49 that were mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, Hayriku Paneim, they faces went green. The Omer, and they said, Mi yuchalami be'elu, who can dare stand all these terrible, terrible klalas? Hischa Moshe lefaisal. Moshe appeased them. And he said to them, Aten nitzavim hayoyim, you're all standing here. How be'er hich astem lemokoy? You have been plenty times that you have actually made a Kodesh Baruch Hu angry. But you also eschem kli, Hashem didn't wipe you out. V'harei atem kayom nafonav, and you're still standing in front of him. Avay said, this is unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu has a message to pass over the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, wake up. If you don't behave, there'll be a Holocaust. I promise you there'll be a Holocaust. Wake up. Don't celebrate the Zohar. Come close to Rabbeinu Shalom. Keep the mitzvahs. And he's put them exactly where they want. They're shivering, they're shaking. Moshe says, don't worry about it. You know what? Just like you survived till now, you'll survive further. Everything's fine. What's he doing? What's he doing? You've killed it. Like a father yelling at his child. And he reaches the stage where the child understands, whatever I said, don't worry about it. What's he doing? What's going on over here? So one of the Mephoshim explained that Harika Panei means once they reach the level of Yerushalayim, that itself is a cure to anything that's going to happen later. Okay, I don't want to work on that particular point. But Rav Simcha Zissel says like this. Rav Simcha Zissel asks, there's a Tor, and it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Quoted from the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shua, Oime Eino Uma, Eze Uma Ku Uma Zu. Who is like this Uma, says the Gemara. She min hodi shel Adam. The normal minhag of a person is Adam Shliesh Leidin. A person has judgment. Levi Shchirim. He wears black clothes. Umis Ativ Shchirim. He covers his head with black clothes. Umagavel Zakeinah. He grows his beard. Veino Chetich Tziponov. He doesn't cut his nails. He neglects himself. He does not know where his din is going to happen, where he's going to come out with the din. Aval Yisrael ain't came. Klal Yisrael are not like that. Leim shem levonim, they wear white clothes, and it's atzvin levonim, and they cover themselves up with white headdress. Megalchim zakenom, and they shave their beards. Umechatchim suponei, and they cut their nails. Va'oichlin v'shoisim Rosh Hashanah, and they eat and they drink in Rosh Hashanah. Therefore we dress well, they cut our nails, we shave, everything else, because Rosh Hashanah, we know it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yisai, do we know it's going to be okay? Do we know it's going to be okay?
Wow.
It says in the Sanat Tekuf, Malachim Yechafezun, the Malachim themselves shiver. The gilu odi yechizun, and they start tremoring. Vayomer hinei yom adin, mi yiske lefenecha b'din. Who can be zeicha in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'din? Mi yichye, mi yomus. People, look in the last year. You know, today I believe the biggest musa sefer is the Financial Times. Yeah, people don't have to read. They have to be Mesillas Yesharim or Rabbeinu Yonah. Look at the Financial Times. Look how people in the last year, Mi'oni Mi'oshi, how people lost everything. Billions people lost. Billions and billions. Last week, Africa Israel, that is Laser Vios company, which is the most trusted company until last week, lost 3.5 billion shekels worth in one day. That's almost $1 billion worth of stock in one day. You know what $1 billion is? Right? That is the biggest musa. And we say, nah, we're relaxed, we know we're going to come up bedin. Do you know you're going to come up bedin? What happened to all those people, Rahman and Sama, killed this year? And terrorist attacks and car accidents, all judged in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but we're relaxed. You know, can't be relaxed, it's foolish. Says the Simcha Zisal, what we mean over there is like this. That of course, on an individual basis, we don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea who's going to be Zeichet Badin, who's not going to be Zeichet Badin, Rahman al-Islam, we don't know. But Klal Yisrael are promised that as a group, they're never ever going to be destroyed. Never going to be destroyed. The group of Klal Yisrael, what we know of Klal Yisrael, can never be destroyed. So he explains like this. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. You are all standing here together. Which means, as long, says Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's standing in one group, nothing can happen to you. As long as there's unity, as long as you become part of what we call Klal Yisrael, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem, Ifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Of course there's Teichacha. Of course there's a Holocaust. Of course a terrible Klalus. But as long as we're united, as long as we're one force, nothing can happen to us. We're all together. As long, says the Simcha Zisal, that we, as an individual, connect oneself to Klal Yisrael and become a Chedek of Klal Yisrael, we join up a force as invincible, we cannot be destroyed. We cannot be, Chas V'Sholem, written not in Sifrei Chaim. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Because you're all together, because you're all united, standing as one, that is how you have the schus of being Zoicha 100% Bedin. And therefore, the more you connect yourself to the Klal, the more you become united with Klal Yisrael, the more you have a chance of making it through Rosh Hashanah. Because the Klal, you cannot destroy. The Yochid, you can. Take away your Yechidus, connect to the Klal, and you become a Chelek that is absolutely impossible to destroy. Atin Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Explain the Mefarshim. But how do we get Klal Yisrael? Possibly, how do you get Klal Yisrael to unite? How do we do that? Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, are not very united. How do you get them to unite? Only one way of doing it. How do you get them to do it? Scare them out of their wits. You know, there's no friendship like the friendship you make in an army. These friends will do anything for each other. They're stuck in a tank, and they've got the enemy pounding them. They will be friends and willing to give their life for the other person. The only reason why there's so much split and so much, unfortunately, argument and breakdown in relationships within people is because they have petty little arguments. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klal Yisrael, I want to just make you into one unit. You know what? I'm going to warn you about 98 klalos. 98 klalos all huddled together. They all came together. Oh, you need to look after each other. Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, I got exactly where I wanted you. I took a bunch of people who are all split. I got you all nervous, all huddled together as a group, looking towards each other for protection. You are now Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're standing in one group, nothing can happen to you, you're fine. But Chas V'Sholem, as soon as you make a split, that is where the trouble begins. Rosh Hashanah is a time to mevakel yourself to the Sibyl, to become a chelik of one big Klal Yisrael. Not to look at each person as an individual, become part of that main group. I'm not going into the whole understanding as well of how much the tzibur needs you. That's how much you have insurance policy. That's another whole shit. That the more invincible you become, the more needy you become, that is the greater chance you have of surviving. That's a separate thing. But after that, some of you Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem means unity, looking towards Klal Yisrael with ahavo, bring them all together. That is an absolute. Security. It's insurance policy for making it through the next year. The more you're connected in Klal Yisrael, the more chance you have of becoming part of the Klal, and therefore surviving the next year as part of the Klal. That's the first lesson. The Pasuk says like this. Haydoisi lechem hayoim. This is in Pasuk. Hadoyis lechem hayoyim Tishmai mesa oretz
is.
Okay, something I'm looking out, if you don't mind.
Lamadutas,
thank you. I give witness today, Shmaim Orsh give witness. Hachaim v'mogas nesalti lefenecho, giving you life and death. Habrocha v'akola. Brocha and klola u'bacharta b'chaim. And you should choose life l'man tichya ata v'zarecho. That you should live and your children should live. Ask all the mafoshim, what does it mean over here u'bacharta b'chaim? I'm giving you a choice in life and death. You know, I suggest to take the life. Unless the person is really depressed, obviously he's going to take life. What kind of piece of advice is Torah giving you? Life and death, or b'char to b'chaim? Of course you take b'char to b'chaim. What shaykh is it? What habamin is it otherwise? So both listen to this. There's a Meir Digger Rambam. The Rambam says, it's quoted on the Gemara, in Kedushin of Mentesma Beis. Rambam is, in Hilchos Ishus. Hamakalus es ha'isho, amanos sha'ani tzadik. Yeah? A person who is b'char sha'isho, This guy's a massive guy. And he says to Mekadosh Isha, I'm Mekadosh Yom Menosh Ani Tzadik. Afilu Rosh HaGomel Mekadoshes. It is a proper Rosh, and Rosh HaGomel is Mekadoshes. Why? Shema Hirahu Tshuva B'daitoi. Perhaps he had a Hirahu Tshuva. Perhaps something went through his head that he did Tshuva, and therefore, maybe he's a Tzadik, and therefore Kedushin is Chal. And if she goes along and tries to Kedushin somebody else, it doesn't work. Yeah? Shema Hirahu Tshuva. It's a proper Kedushin, Rabbi, it's a proper Kedushin. In other words, if she'd go along, Rechmon Islam, and marry somebody else, she'd get killed in Beis Din for that. Why? Shema hir hu tshuva b'daita, maybe I'd hir hu tshuva. And so passing to Rambam. Ask to the Mishnah, Vim Toima, Hamakadosh b'sula edus, amai enim u'kadeshes. What happens if a person does Kedushin in front of two people that are gamblers? Or gazlonim? That come to halacha, these people not kosher edim. Therefore, the halacha is there, it's not a kedushin. It's not a kedushin. For the Lecha Mishnah, why is not a kedushin? Maybe here heard tshuva b'daitam. Maybe while they're doing an edus, or just before they did the edus, they had a here heard tshuva, and therefore not possible edus as gazlonim. And maybe now, therefore, the kedushin is proper kedushin. What's the difference? Why over there here tshuva b'daitam, and over here we don't say here heard tshuva b'daitam? What's the difference? The Yishleima answered the Lecha Mishnah. The difference is, by the case of the Kedushin, when he said Shani Tzadik Gomel, or Shani Tzadik, different Gersois, he mentioned a will to become a Tzadik. And since he mentioned a will to become a Tzadik, since he actually verbalized it, maybe therefore he had a Hirer Tshuva B'Liboy. And so he brings down from a Ramev and Padova and Tshuvas. In other words, then in a case by Kedushin, it's Mukadeshes, even though he's a Rosh HaGomel, because he said he wants to be a Tzadik Gomel. Saying you want to be a Tzadik Gomel changes your whole status immediately from being a Rosh to a Tzadik. And therefore, we Chashin and Kedushin, we say she's Mukadeshes. But in the case of Edus, that these people were standing there as Gavlonim, and it didn't say anything. It did not say they want to Tshuva, therefore we take on these people are Rishoyim, and therefore Rosh cannot give Edus, and therefore the Edus that is given is worth nothing. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, this is a chilek halacha l'maisa. Witnessing the smallest amount of Isairus, the fact that a person says, I want to do tshuva, the fact that a person says, I want to be different, even if he hasn't moved and changed his lifestyle one least little bit from that time, from that second on, halacha l'maisa, Kedushin can become a Kedushin. Why? Because he has changed. Because now he's facing in a direction. He hasn't made one step in that direction. But the fact he's facing in one direction makes all the difference in his entire life. Says the Chaim Shmulevitz, he brings a Shari Tshuva. And Shari Tshuva says, Kashe Yishma Musa in Shabbos Yud. Kashe Yishma Musa HaChachomim. When he hears a Musa VaChachomim, VaYishma VaYachne, VaKabla B'Libo, and accepts upon himself. Kol Divrei HaTechachis Hazeh. In that second, this man, if he hears a good message from him and says, wow, I've got to change, from that second, he leaves from darkness to a oregodel. And he says over there, he becomes a different person, the ish acher. This person becomes absolutely different. Says in Mefarshim that the chiddush is a tremendous chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. He hasn't taken one step in that direction. He decided to go in that direction. He becomes a tzaddik. Explains to Chaim Shmulevitz. He says that this: Haydosi bechem ayoyim es hashmayim ve es haoretz hachayim vahamoves masatu lefnacha. Give me life or death. Habrocha vaklola. To the pasuk ubacharta b'chaim. Just choose life. All you have to do is decide where you're going. The mantichi atu bezarecha. That's going to make all the difference to your life. You don't even have to reach the end of tshuva to become a different person. You've got to decide you're going to become a different person. That's all you need. Ubacharta b'chaim. Just merely choosing chaim. The mantichi atu bezarecha. That's how you're going to make a difference atu bezarecha forever and ever. Unbelievable chiddush. Rosh Hashanah. There's a Sayurus. Rosh Hashanah is a shofar there. You think to yourself, oh, you're brain shalom, how am I ever never going to speak Lashon Hara again? How am I going to be a chas v'sholem that I'm not going to be able to rein in all my thoughts of taiva and kinna and gaiva? How am I going to do that? But the fact is, you stand up and say, you're brain shalom, I want to be different. Help me, please help me. I want to be different. In that second, you take a mafidah lo oyer gadol. That is a prophet saying over here. Don't be meyayish. By merely wanting to do tshuva, willing to do tshuva, you make a difference forever and ever. We have to know, Rabbi Say. The decision we make makes a difference to our children forever. We can make a decision through tshuva, and it affects forever and ever our children. It's a famous story on the time of the Rashab, Shalom Ber from Lubavitch. There's a boy, who was a very, very very mischievous boy, and he made a miserable time, absolutely miserable for the Rebbe. One time he took, before anyone came into the class, and took a goat, and hid in the Arna Kodesh in the classroom. And nobody knew what was going on, didn't tell anybody. It all started to daven, and it got louder and louder, more and more noise, and the goat got more and more afraid. And suddenly, you know, it was making bleating noises, and it got all more afraid and more noise. Children didn't know what's going on. Open the Arna Kodesh, suddenly this kid jumps out. This goat jumps out, starts running around and around the class. All the kids are trying to catch it, all the tables fall over. Completely, he's ruined the entire class. So that was it. The Rebbe decided, that's it. That's it. I'm now going, I have to kick this child out. Took this child, and he took him to the principal. And the principal said, for sure, the child's got to leave. You can't keep such a child around. Complete distracting the whole thing, distraction. You cannot keep him in it. So the child said, no, I want to speak to the Rav. Who's the Rav of Sholem Ber of Lubavitch. He goes to the Sholem Ber, and he says to him, you should just know that if you kick me out now, you're not kicking me out. He's kicking out me, my children and my grandchildren, because I don't have another a Talmud Torah to go to. Just remember that. Little boy. And the Rashab was so impressed. And it was true, they gave him another chance and became an Elah Chayid. You have to know that your choice of making tshuva now can make a difference forever and ever. Just merely deciding to be different, making a decision to go in the direction of tshuva, the mantichi atu v'zarecho. The Pasuk says in Choftes Tezayin. So far we have two ideas. Number one, connecting with the Tzibur, connecting with the Rabbim, creates an insurance policy. And the second idea was that in Tshuva doesn't have to actually have to be followed through until the nth degree in order to actually be Zeicha to Din. It can be just focusing on wanting to do Tshuva, a real decision to want to do Tshuva, that itself can make all the difference. The decision itself can make all the difference. The third thing I want to bring out is a very, very fantastic vort brought from the Briskarov. The Pasuk says in Perek Choftes Pasuk Tezayin, "Vatira Shukutzeyem." The Pasuk beforehand says, "Ki atu midati minoros shavnu meres Mitzrayim, that you dwelt in Eretz Mitzrayim, ve'esar shevanu v'kerav goyim ashevati mipalti from goyim, vatira Shukutzeyem. You saw the Shukutzeyem, the abomination, the skiluleihem." The Gilolim, said Rashi, discussing that Golol. Golol is like a thesis. Eitz v'Eben, Kesiv Ezor HaShoyim Moim. Ask Rechaim Shmuel Levis, if you saw how disgusting Avodah Zorah is, why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu have to warn you against it? If you saw how disgusting it is, how putrid it is, that if shukutzeim eskululehem, Rashi says, if shukutzeim is mu'usim kishkotzim, you know, you saw yourself how disgusting it is. But mu'usim is like golol, like feces. If it's so disgusting, why do you have to warn you against it? Says the Brisk HaRav, you know what? He have to warn you. Why? Atir shukutzeim. When he first saw it, it looked like feces, it looked disgusting. You know what? After a while, it came eight for Evan. Wasn't so bad. Oh, you could use it every now and then. It's, you know, it's wood, it's stone. Yeah, I don't have to use it now, but it's worth keeping in the future. You never know. It may come in useful. You leave it around too long, it's keshev azov. It turns into gold and silver. It becomes valuable to you. That is a koyach of the Yetzer Hara. It turns from shukutzeim eskulalehem to eight for Evan to keshev azov. That is a koyach of being around bad. That is a koyach of being around negative influence. That is a koyach of destroying a person, something that she feels is disgusting, and you have it long enough, you see it's not so bad. Rabbi Yitzhak, I've got to tell you, I guarantee you, anybody has not listened to the radio for 15, 20 years, anyone has not watched television for 15, 20 years, or has seen the paper for 15, 20 years, will be shocked by the world that it is today. It is unbelievable, unbelievable, and I'm not an old man. It's unbelievable by the kinds of things you read today from the Goshen newspapers. It's unbelievable the kind of sick society people are living in. No, mothers are murdering their own children. And I don't want to go into details because posh is sickening. You know what? You hang around it too long, it becomes normal. And you know what? You actually pay for a boxing match. Now, a person never seen a boxing match, doesn't know a boxing match before, sees two people tearing each other apart, both telemedicine to a certain extent. Being paid to beat each other up. It's disgusting. It's a blood sport. How can you enjoy such a thing? For people, it's disgusting. You know what? Wow, it's quite interesting. You know what? I'm willing to pay to go and see it. That is what happens with bad influence. On the contrary, the Pasuk says in Pasuk in Vayelech, it says, Hakele fa'omazeh anoshim fa'anoshim ma'taf in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. Explains Rashi, why did they bring the taf along? Why did they bring babies along to Hakel? When they bring in class, why bring babies? What's important for babies? What can they learn from it? They're disturbed. Says Rashi, Lama Bol, Loses Scha, Lemidiyam. To bring Scha to those people who bring the child. So, I mean, they're like a bag of potatoes. You bring them along. Hashem said, bring along potatoes. Bring along potatoes, stick them there. Oh, you get Scha for bringing the potatoes along. What's the point of bringing a child along, a baby along to Haka? What do you gain by it? What's the point? So some people say it's just a practical aspect. You know, you can't, if everyone's coming, who's going to babysit? Right? So bring them along. You know, but it's not. The Chazal say that this. Rabbi Yochum says, and the Sfas Emes say the same thing. He says you should just know. It's brought down from Yishalmi. In Yivomus, the mother of Yeshua ben Hananiah would bring a little baby, a little cradle into Beis HaMedrash to hear what was going on. It goes through. Negativity goes through and positive influence goes through. Rabbi Fran brought a lovely anecdote to this. He bought a book. It's called The Day in the Life of Israel. Fantastic. And basically you have 60 of the world's best photographers who are given a job to go to Israel. And they're given a particular city or a particular area to take a photo of on a given day of the life of Israel. Yeah, and that's to take a photo of that day. Where they were that day, and that's going to be put into the book of the life of Israel. So he saw one picture was of a nursery of newborn babies in Bnei Barak. In Bnei Barak, and there's Baruch Hashem, there's row after row of little newborn babies, probably my name, sure, little newborn babies, and in the cradle of one of the babies is a little book that has a picture of the Stipler, the Chazon Ish, Reb Shach, yeah? And it said at the bottom of it, education starts early in Israel. This is a Koyach of Hashbor. Does a child see what's going on? You know, sometimes I have in the car, I put in a disc. Yeah, of a Dvar Torah. I put in a shir. And sometimes I'm speaking to somebody, you know, in the car at the same time, so I'm very, very quiet. But there's a certain mumbling there. You know, I don't know if I can say it over the Dvar Torah, but there's Kedusha over there that's surrounding us. So there's something else going on in the car at the same time as me schmoozing shtus with this person. The idea of these two ideas of Kesev Azov, how Shkotzim Vermosim could turn to Kesev Azov, and on the contrary, how you can take a newborn baby, put him into a hakel, and he could be affected by it, that is what we have to appreciate of Rosh Hashanah. and the Seres Mei Tshuva. We've got to surround ourselves with Kedusha. We've got to surround ourselves with good people. We've got to surround ourselves with Shu'urim. Try. You know, when I was in Geis Yeshiva, Rav Matisyo Solomon, for Vayin Gazuntz, he said to us, Rabbeisai, we have everything in Yeshiva. Why does a Bocha have to leave Yeshiva the entire Elul? He asked her, why does a Bocha have to leave Yeshiva the entire Elul? You have everything. You have a hairdresser there, you have a mikro kosher road, okay, you have a talk show. Why does a Bocha have to leave the kosher Yeshiva the entire Elul? Now, in those days, to say today you think you're crazy, but in those days, Bochum had a chavrusa who never left the yeshiva the entire Elul. He never stepped foot out of the yeshiva. Why? Because there's a certain element of coming to Rosh Hashanah, feeling a different person. The stipler was deaf, and the stipler used to get very itchy sometimes. He got very irritated. There was one man who used to come to ask him advice, and every time he came in, the stipler used to yell at him. Yell at him! One time, he decided to do something different. He went to the base medrash and learned for 4 hours before he came to the stipler. When he came to the stipler was as sweet to him as honey. He smelt the schmutz of the street. He smelled the influence. He knew what was going on. If we stand Rosh Hashanah, and we've been surrounded by Kedusha, we're surrounded by good people, surrounded by people who are be'emes mevakshei Hashem, then we are going to be different standing there in front of Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't have the street, the stink of the street coming with us. The Kotzke, at the end of his life, he was so sensitive to the outside influence. He was so careful that he locked himself up in a room. He never came out. He couldn't deal with people. One time a chassid opened up the window behind him, crept up and from the outside opened the window to see what the kotzke was doing. The kotzke said in Yiddish, "Vermach de fenster, the welt stinkt." Close the window, the world stinks. Didn't even realize. Close the window. That's how sensitive one has to be. Rosh Hashanah is a time where we have to work in unity. We have to realize that even if we don't actually reach the ultimate levels of tshuva, by merely being serious about what we're doing towards tshuva, that can b'chalta b'chaim, that can make a life changes for ourselves and for our generations. Realize and appreciate how terribly, terribly important it is to be in a seviva, to be around, surrounding by people who are serious about tshuva, people who are pushing away what the world laughs at as something so serious as Rosh Hashanah. You know, people who go to a slichus where people are serious about slichus, not people yawning and looking at their watch. Be a part of a tzibur, because being part of a tzibur of Bnei Torah, of Choshuva, people who are actually interested in growth, can make all the difference to our year. I just want to finish off with one more understanding, and this is that we have to look at Elul and Rosh Hashanah as a zman of din, but on the other hand, it's a tremendous time of closeness to Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a tremendous time of opportunity. We're not looking at Rabbeinu Shalom now as El is out to get us. You know, the grim reaper. Hashem standing there is a big thing. That is not what it's all about. Aseres Mei Tshuva and El is all about establishing to Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person goes through El and he cracks his way through El, and then ultimately, Rabbi Sai, you're taking away the best gift possible for your children forever and ever, and who knows if your children will ever recover from this. But Moshe Feinstein used to say this vort, and I've said it many times. He says, "The mantichya atav v'zarecho." You got to make sure. V'chalta b'chayim mantichya atav v'zarecho. The Moshe used to say, "Hachayim v'amoves esati lefnecha brocha v'aklol v'chalta b'chayim and mantichya atav v'zarecho." Again, if he says "chayim v'amoves," what's a b'chalta b'chayim? Of course, he should choose life. So he says, what's Arecho? And what's Tichy Atav is Arecho? Of course, if you live, your children will live. He says, very often a person keeps a mitzvah and he chooses a mitzvah, but he doesn't do it in a way that it's going to survive his children. He does it in a way where it's heavy and, what can we do? Shver to Zayin a Yid. It's hard to be a Yid. Says Rav Moshe, no, this expression, Shver to Zayin a Yid, it's difficult to be a Yid. That is what started terrible amounts of intermarriage in America. That started assimilation. You know what? I don't want to be in a difficult position. I don't want to be Shver Tzayin a Yid. I want to have my own independence. Shver Tzayin a Yid. It's hard to be a Yid. Correcting your way through it. That is something that's going to completely eradicate the next generation. You've got to go through Klal Yisrael. You've got to go to mitzvahs in a way. Or b'chal to b'chaim. Look at every mitzvah as an opportunity for growth. As life. Mantichya atav ezarecha. You and your children will survive. If you don't do it as life, you do it as... Rosh Hashanah again, I can't believe it. How many hours in Shul? 1 second. Start at 6 o'clock. And it's the first day, Baruch Hashem, is only about maybe 6.5 hours, because Lach and Mishra Brewer, they've got to finish off before things, they've got to finish off Baruch Hashem, not too many piyutim. Next day, 7.5 hours. Wow, 7.5. And he goes through Rosh Hashanah like that, rather than looking at the Yom HaDin, Yom HaSkavus Rebbein Shleim, Yom of Tshuva, then it's not going to be Atav HaZarachi. Children are going to hate coming to shul. They're going to hate davening. They're going to hate Yiddishkeit. It's got to be the Mantichi Atav HaZarachi. That you choose Klal Yisrael's Derech of the Skarvus Rebbein Shalom, because to believe that is life. Without that, we're dead. We're nothing. That is life. That is lovely. That is what Elul is all about. It's about appreciating the Mantichi Atav HaZarachi. Looking at Tshuva as an opportunity. Looking at Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as an opportunity, not Chas V'Shalom as a burden, as a Yom HaDin, Hashem's out to get us. Chas V'Shalom is a Vina of Arachamon, and he wants to, his Mitzapah LeYeshua, he's looking to us, to give us an opportunity to come back to him in a way that's meaningful. That Malecha Kule B'Chvedecha, take us on the company of Shechina, to bring back the world, to tikkun the way it should be Mesakan. The whole world, the Yedekopol Ke'atu Piyalto, Yavin Kule Tzu Ke'atu Yitzarto, in the days of Mashiach, Tzkeinu Meher V'Yomeinu.